What's up, bro? Little breakfast of champions?
The breakfast of champions.
Breakfast of champions.
Breakfast of champions.
Oh, sweet.
We are the champions?
Champions. All of them.
And speaking of champions, friends.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Introducing.
Peak physical champions.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Well, Frank Hoagland got his ass kicked last night live on TV. It was brutal, and I was delighted. What a jerk he is. Got a very special guest for you this morning. It's the guy who kicked his ass. So we'll be talking with Ron Ferguson. Thank you. Talking with Ron Ferguson in just a bit. Thanks so much for joining us, Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Don't forget, later on today, we've got Dimitri Graffiti, about 8:50 or so. You can call in, talk about pretty much anything you want, but don't interact with the host. Follow the rules of engagement. Have a good time with that. Also, we've got Mr. Big Willie himself joining us after the 8 o'clock news, bitching about God knows what today. Man, that guy just never stops. But we're contractually obligated to not only have him on the air and never shut off his microphone that's actually in his contract, and also to play that stupid song. Anyway, so he's going to be joining us. He'll be calling us live from his luxurious state-of-the-art cab, his Freightliner, Cascadia 125. But right now, oh, by the way, if you'd like to join in, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Don't call in now. I'm going to spend the whole time with Ron, but we can talk after. You and I can talk afterward. So, Facebook Live stream. I am doing the live stream of the show today. How you doing? On Facebook through the River Talk Facebook page. River Talk Facebook page. You can see my guest, Ron Ferguson. By the way, you're working out a lot, aren't you? You're very muscular. How many hours a day do you spend at the gym now? How many is that?
Right now, I'm spending time on the campaign trail walking, so not as much, but I try to get in there.
Yeah, I can tell. All right, I hate him. Anyway, so Facebook Live stream, it is River Talk, the Facebook page. You can go there and you can say, hi, how you doing? And see the show, and you can also include comments if you will. So, Ron Ferguson, welcome back, and congratulations on the big win last night, the big debate. Talk with us about it.
I know, Dimitri, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me in here. We obviously had our first debate of the campaign trail right here in this studio.
Yes.
I was able to really set the record straight between myself and my opponent, Frank Hoagland. I think last night it went a step further. We talked about more of those records, got a chance to really compare a lot of that. But the winning that matters is May 5th, Election Day, and we're still a ways away from that, and I'm going to continue to work because it's very, very important to me.
Great, and that is the primary in Ohio election.
That is the primary, correct.
Okay, in Ohio. All right, great. So Hoagland last night, did he forget to button his top button on his shirt? Does the collar and all that was coming out, it looked terrible. Did he actually forget to do this?
I mean, I wasn't really paying attention to him.
Well, you should have. I paid attention to everything. Channel 9's production was terrible with the audio problems and sometimes the camera work and all that. And those flags, my God, you got to iron the flags and you got to have them a certain way so they look neat. They look nice. They look terrible. But you came across really well. What were your thoughts last night? And then I've got a bone to pick. Not a bone to pick with you, but something that you had a tremendous opportunity and you still have it. But you didn't take advantage of it, and that stunned me because I figured, well, last night on 9, Ron is going to use the nuclear option on Frank Hoagland, former state senator. Now, look, the guy, a retired Navy SEAL, God bless him for his service to his country and all that, no question about it. Navy SEALs are like at the top of the food chain when it comes to being, well, SEALs. But in terms of politics and all that, he was absolutely horrible. So, how did you feel it went last night? Any particular things that you were looking at that jumped out at you?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was very strong. I think the most important thing is not only his lack of answers last night, but if you look at the nonsense mail that he's sending out to people right now or his television ads, at no point, he was in there for 7 years. At no point has he gone into what he accomplished. He's just saying, send me back after I've quit. We don't really know why. It's not like you had a great record to stand on and say, hey, let me continue these great things that I did for you.
Right.
So it's really a lack of him talking about any accomplishments that he's delivered.
Yeah. And by the way, it's not even, I think it's like 6.5 or something like that. It was more than a year that he quit. It wasn't just 12 months. It was like 17 or 18.
He quit 13 months early.
Okay, so more than a year. So,
yeah, a little more than a year.
Yeah. So what did you think of the questions from Channel 9 people, Dylan and Jamie?
Yeah, I think they were good. I mean, they kept them a lot broader. You know, when we were in here in this debate, you were able to push on exact things in each one of our records.
Yeah.
And I think that was great for the viewers. But then it was nice to take a 30,000-foot view like they did there because it's different. So you really had two different debate styles, and it gave that full picture for the person watching.
Their questions were actually quite weak, and I would have asked all sorts of different questions, let me tell you. The first one would have been that text about you that he sent to me.
Sure.
That was unbelievable. Why didn't you bring that up? Oh, I know. I'm going to bone to pick with you, actually. I do. Last night, you could have brought that thing up and given me a shout-out at the same time. Why the heck? And I was thinking, oh, come on, Ron. Come on. One shout-out for Dimitri. Come on. One more. Nothing. Did it skip your mind? Was that the problem?
I did have that ready. That was something I thought about talking about, but I really wanted to go in the direction of the things that came up during the debate. There's really so many distinctions between the two of us. And I would say that, there was one time that I was even shocked and it just threw me off. It was when he said he doesn't know what America First means.
Yes. Yes. Well, here, and I got to tell you, I blame Channel 9, well, not blame them for this, but 9 actually screwed up with one of those questions. As soon as they asked the question, I said, they don't know what they're talking about, because 9's question was that essentially assumed that both of you were involved with America First and all that. Yeah. No one ever made that claim with Frank Hoagland. Yeah. He didn't know. This was actually 9's fault, but Hoagland should have had a much better answer than what he did. But 9 was assuming that he was talking about America First. No, he wasn't. He never was, right?
Yeah, he specifically said something along the lines of, I've never said that I'm America First.
Exactly. Yeah, as soon as they asked the question, I said, those two don't know, or whoever wrote the questions, they don't know what they're talking about. They actually do not know what they're talking about. What exactly is America First? Is that a trademark name? Is that an organization? Or can I say, hey, I'm America First too?
So, first of all, let me be clear.
Yes.
Since we're talking about something so volatile, I am an America First conservative. The guy that I'm running against is not, in his own words last night. That rise of America First, like the actual using of it, really came up with, President Trump in 2016 when he first started running for office. But it has grown so much bigger now, the America First movement. It is putting America first in all things that we do. And you should always be proud to stand for your country, to put your country first and foremost, whether it be where tax money's going or, putting our freedom of speech or religion or Second Amendment rights. I mean, these things, you put those at the top of the list, not these outsiders, not people from other places. I mean, God bless them. We're all humans under God. But America First is about, when it comes to policy, you put Americans and our country first and foremost.
Well, then I'm America First, too.
Sure.
Okay, cool. All right, fine. The other thing you brought up, and I was amazed, his debating skills are essentially non-existent. I mean, they're just non-existent. And he is not very good at keeping track of time, either. I actually almost felt sorry for him. Mm-hmm. But considering that he never responded to all my requests, emails, and everything else, then I thought, you deserve what you get. So you brought up the issue about him giving taxpayer money to Somali fraudsters. Mm-hmm. He didn't address that, which just was like a great opportunity for him to set the record straight. Give our listeners some background here on Frank Hoagland handing out our taxpayer money to Somali fraudsters.
Yeah, so in his last term in office, in the Ohio budget bill, HB 33, he voted for that bill, which included $1 million to Somalis in the Columbus area. And I voted no on that bill. his argument a lot, he even kind of said in this room, is that it's part of this greater bill and there were some good things for our area in it, which I haven't really seen, but that's what he claims. And my thing is, again, we just talked about America First. At some point, you need to draw the line, and giving any American tax dollars to non-Americans is a red line for me. It's just not going to happen.
Why didn't he respond to that? That was amazing to me. It's like you're accusing him of something really, really bad. A lot of people don't know that Minnesota, of course, has the largest population of Somali fraudsters. Ohio second in the nation. I had no idea. Yeah. I'm guessing DeWine was behind that, just like with all that Haitian crap of his. But it was amazing that he did not address that at all.
Talking about DeWine, we talked about this as well last night. So, of course, when Frank Hoagland quit his Senate seat, he didn't really give people an explanation why. It turns out that he had a job lined up that Mike DeWine gave to him, and it was a pay increase.
How much was the pay increase, by the way?
I don't know exactly, but we, you know, when we were in on your show last time, we got the admission that it was more.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, you know, so you're talking about the DeWine thing. I can tell you that that's more of just this Columbus insider swamp creature thing where they give you a nice cushy job to get you out the door so they can appoint your replacement, and they pull the strings in Columbus instead of us here in Eastern Ohio making the decisions.
Yeah, that's the other thing with Frank Hoagland. And again, I'd be more than happy to have him in here. He's never responded to my text messages or anything like that, but did send a terrible text by accident, calling you all sorts of horrible names, the S word, the F word. It was absolutely unbelievable, but Hoagland never responded. This guy's a retired Navy SEAL. You would think the one thing, he's a stand-up guy, and, you know, he would just stand up and say, yes, no, whatever, I did this, I did. Nothing like that. Nothing. Absolutely nothing like that. So I was really surprised how badly he was last night. I'm not a drinker. I don't drink. But there are, like, drinking games that people sometimes play when they're watching TV or whatever, and it's like, whoever, you know, if someone says X, then you got to take a shot, sure. Right? Okay. I'm glad I'm not a drinker, and I'm glad I wasn't playing the game of I have to take a shot or drink a shot or drink.
Yeah, sure.
Take a drink or whatever. I don't even know the right terminology for this stuff. I'm such an idiot. Anytime Frank Hoagland said the word Columbus, it was just amazing to me. Every other time he opens his mouth, it's Columbus this, it's Columbus that, in a favorable way. In a favorable way. And I'm thinking to myself, you idiot, you stupid, stupid idiot, Frank Hoagland, you're just helping Ron Ferguson, because people here in the Upper Ohio Valley, we don't like Columbus. We know what they've done to us. They've taken all of our money with the fracking and everything else. They redistribute it to the three C's, Cleveland and Columbus and Cincinnati. And Hoagland's going on and on about Columbus. I'm stunned. Somebody should tap him on the shoulder and go, No, Columbus is like the C word here in the Upper Ohio Valley. Don't say it, Frank. But he goes on and on with this thing. It's just amazing to me.
Yeah, enough is enough. And really, for me, one of the big reasons why I ran is growing up around here and living this, all the money goes to the big C's, Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati, and you get sick and tired of it. And I wanted to be a change. And so since I've been in Columbus, that's what I've been. And that's why a bounty has been put out on me. That's why a bunch of PAC money and lobbyist support and special interests and recruitment for Columbus. That's why this entire, you know, it's not just the swamp. I call it the absolute sewer. I mean, it's the Columbus sewer that is trying to back the yes man to come back there and continue their gravy train.
Yeah, very quickly, they're putting a $10,000 price on your head. Tell the listeners very quickly about that.
Yeah, so the $10,000 bounty is basically find whatever bad information you can on me to cause me to lose my election. They put it out last September. Of course, nothing really came of it, but that's about as low of tactic that you could ever possibly go to send something like that out.
There was no dirt on you.
There was, I mean, I try to live what I do every day transparently, because that's what we need more in politics is transparency.
That's a shame, and because if there was dirt on you, it would have made for a much better talk show for me. It's not always about you, Ron. It's not always about you. Yeah. But anyway, a very special guest, Ron Ferguson. He is a state rep The Ohio District 96.
That's it.
Okay, 96. And the big debate last night on 9. I thought we did a much better job with our debate when we had Hoagland here and Ferguson. But anyway, it was the big debate last night. And Hoagland, I'm almost embarrassed for him. I'm absolutely embarrassed for this guy. I really am. So one thing he said last night, and if you've got young kids listening with you right now, not safe for work. Hoagland last night made a direct reference to an S-word topic live on the debate. Frank Hoagland, we're going to address that elephant in the middle of the living rooms next.